And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin this morning. Rock Cod Rick's out of town, and boy, we have a great show today. Rod Halpern, Jack Graham from War Heroes on Water, and we're going to have Anthony Shea and Steve Lasley, too, on the phones. It's going to be a great show honoring our veterans, and it's going to be fantastic. Wait till you hear what's going on today. It's going to be fantastic. So stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its framing-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, good morning, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And today is one of those days that just touches you, Pete.
Yeah.
Some of the stories already.
It's a special day.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally. It's a very special day, and great to have you, Corey. And this is the Corey weekend this weekend, so great to have you here.
Sir.
Rock Cod Rick's out of town, and we're here at the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, watching the long-range boats come in. And what a couple of great guests here. First, I guess you would be the director, Rod, of War Heroes on Water. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm the tournament director.
Tournament director, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here again. We love coming in and, you know, coming to San Diego and talking about this super special event that we got going on.
Yeah.
And I know we'll get a chance to tell everybody all about it.
Oh, yeah. And you have one of our favorite wounded warriors here, Jack. We call him Wounded Warriors? I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, he's a veteran, yeah. but you've served your time and you've paid your dues for sure. Jack Graham, who's been a friend of ours for many, many years. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Pete and Corey.
Great to have you. And so tell us what this event is. It's an actual event, right?
Right, yeah. So War Heroes on Water, it's a charity fishing tournament that hosts and benefits wounded war veterans. So for this year, we're going to host 100 vets are coming in.
100 vets.
100 vets are coming in.
Is this a record this year?
It is. Like, we were supposed to do it last year with COVID. We brought it down just, you know, so this is it. Like, our goal is to host 100 vets. I'm going to have somewhere 37, 38, 39 in that number of private sport fishing yachts that have volunteered, donated their yachts, their crew, their tackle, their everything to take these guys. We're going to load them up at off the dock in Newport Beach on Saturday afternoon. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Do a little boat parade and stuff like that. Head out to sea Saturday evening. These guys fish all day Sunday, fish all day Monday, come into Avalon for a weigh-in and closing ceremony, fly over, and they're on the boat the whole time.
Wow.
So when we say war heroes on water, the on-water part is no joke. Like, they're on super hot sport fishing yachts with hot shot crews,
yeah,
fishing for a couple of days, wherever they want to fish around here, fishing for everything from calico bass to bluefin tuna to marlin, swordfish, you name it, all included in the tournament. And then we have an awards banquet back in Newport, but it's also a fundraiser. It's a charity. Our partner, Freedom Alliance, is a special group that supports Wounded War veterans. They're a nonprofit. Every dollar that we collect through donations goes directly to them. We don't have a checking account. We never touch a nickel. They pay the invoices we have to pay. They keep the rest. And their programs, they specialize in these outdoor excursions for Wounded War vets and how healing it is to be fishing and camping and
sure.
on the water.
And a camaraderie that goes with it.
Oh, gosh.
Too.
I mean
that's got to be a huge part.
You know, this is our fourth year. We've built community within the vets, between the yacht crews and the vets, between the tournament staff and the vets. We like to think we're making a difference. I know we are. We're lifting each other up. We got each other's backs. And especially like these days, it's super important.
Oh, with what's happening over in Afghanistan right now, this is so important to take care of
our guys. The timing is important. The cause is great. We set a lofty goal this year. If we wanted to host 100 vets, we're doing it. We wanted to raise $1 million. And we just crossed that line. So now Anthony's going to move the goalposts. Like, we know what's going to happen these last 4 weeks. The event's the first weekend in October. So now I'm sure my goal is going to be 1.2, 1.3, or 1.5. You know, Anthony Shea. We're not going to rest. We're going to say, oh, we got it. We're taking a break.
And so you give this money goes to Freedom Alliance. And what is Freedom? Freedom Alliance basically takes care of war vets on outdoor excursions.
That's kind of their niche, and Jack could probably speak to that. They also, there's a scholarship fund for Gold Star families. I know they've given over $1 million in scholarships so these kids can go to college.
Wow.
I've seen them. They help the guys if they need, a special equipment and things they need to live their life. They need help paying their bills. Maybe they're having a rough spot. Whatever the vets do, these guys are specialists. They've got a program down in Costa Rica where guys come down and, you know, this is a big event with 100 vets. They do small little 3-4-5 person.
Yeah, ten guys. So, took 10 of us up to Sitka, Alaska, took us fishing.
Really?
Awesome. No, that group of 10 guys are really close.
Yeah.
So it's just
so
really
it bonds vets together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what was that trip like? You went to Sitka, and tell us about that trip, Jack.
So Freedom Alliance sent us
get up. A little closer to that mic.
Freedom Alliance sent us up there. We stayed at Bonnie's Adventures on the coast up there.
Uh-huh.
Two boats, 10 guys. Rained for the first 2 days.
Of course, it's Sitka, right?
Caught a lot of fish.
Yeah.
Salmon, halibut, and then black cod.
Nice.
You know, it was just great. We had great food, great fellowship. Met some guys I didn't know. There were guys, SF guys. There were grunts. There are guys with disabilities. They all have disabilities of some sort, somehow. They're all combat veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up coming home with 60 pounds of fish each.
Wow. That's so cool. That's awesome.
And somehow.
And this was all paid for by Freedom Alliance.
Freedom Alliance, yeah.
And all these vets came from all over the country.
All over the country.
And that's what's going on with these 100 vets that are coming in. You're flying them in and putting them up from all over the country.
They are. There's some local ones. Jack's local here, and there's a few that can come by car. But by and large, these guys are getting on an airplane. They're flying out here. Like I said, they're going to arrive on Friday. We've got a little powwow set up for them for that and meet their crews and stuff like that. And like I said, but they get on that boat Saturday, and they're really not getting off except for being on the pier in Avalon until Tuesday morning.
Wow.
So, and we're going to take them fishing.
How fun.
It's awesome. And
what
so
a great event you guys have put
the
together.
The bonding, the camaraderie, the fundraising. And really, for me, it's super cool. It's our community. It's us fishing and boating guys, for the most part, that started this thing, the grassroots thing.
Yeah.
We're saying, hey, we love these guys who want to do it. You know, driving down here, Pete, I drove through Camp Pendleton from Orange County.
Right.
I'm looking across over here at North Island at the air base there. I worked at Point Loma at Cabrillo and drove through Fort Rosecrans, which is our West Coast version of Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
We got Coronado over here with the SEALs. These people are our people. And all these yachts we're looking at, I got yachts from San Diego all the way up to Redondo. Everybody's piling in to come into this thing and host these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I got 36, 37, 38 yachts donating it for this.
Donating their yachts and donating their crews, their tackle, and their fuel and everything.
They pick up, they're covering the nut. hiring special hotshot captains and stuff like that, like doing everything. And I'd have twice as many if this tournament were doing it in October. A lot of guys heading south for Bisbee, dying to get in this thing. They're leaving at the same time. So I'd have 80 yachts, like,
wow,
if I was doing
that,
it.
That is so
If I had
cool.
a place to put them, you know, sure. just a few weeks earlier. So our community loves these guys.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, I've had 1,000 people donate over $1 million so far. And now we've got a new campaign where you can text the WHOW to 80100.
Okay.
And if you do that, you donate $10. And so what I want to
we are asking our listeners. We have thousands of listeners listen to Let's Talk Hookup. Just $10.
$10. So you send a text to 80100.
Hang on. Say the number. I want to do it right now.
Okay.
Say the number.
80100.
Okay. Pretty simple. So you just put that in
and then
as like the recipient.
As the phone number, yeah.
As a phone number.
And then like, and then just WHOW.
And then the text, and then the text line.
Yeah.
Right.
You
put in
WHOW.
WHOW. Okay.
Which stands for
War Heroes on Water.
Okay.
We call it WOW.
Okay.
Yes. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. WHOW. So I just did that, and it says I sent it, and it says thanks for purchasing $10.
I got the same thing.
And basically, it just goes on your phone bill.
Yeah, to go to your AT&T or whatever
it
your carrier.
It goes on your, so it says.
There it is. I just got the.
Freedom Alliance replies yes. You have to put yes in the line there. Thanks, your $10 charge to your phone. War Heroes up the Freedom, $100 for a Freedom Alliance donation. War Heroes up to. Okay, so you can throw in up to $100.
Yeah, you can do it 10 times, but you should test that and see
so
if that works.
So if you do it 10 times, but a maximum of 10 times.
Yeah.
So you can do it more than once. But if you do it once, and that's all we're asking our listeners, do it once. But if you want to do more for these War Heroes, $10.
Yeah, $10 for the bill. Yeah, for the texting. It's super easy. I can't wait to be on the microphone and tell these guys at the party that I had from Let's Talk Hookup, this many people do it. And overall, like I as many as we can to show these guys our love.
Cool.
So easy, I just did it.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, I don't want to limit guys to $10. If you really, you know, last year, Pete, if you recall, one of your listeners donated
$1,000. $1,000.
Last year on the show, we generated, I think, a couple, $2,500 or so in donations off. So if you go to warheroesonwater.com and to donate now, you can give
as much as you want.
As your credit card limit.
Okay, all right. That's cool. But, you know, this morning, if you just want to do the $10, again, text 80100, and then in the line that says when you normally would put a text, just put WHOW, then it'll send you a text. You have to put yes. Doesn't matter whether it's capitals. It doesn't have to be capitals, just anything. Just and then it $10 goes on your phone.
So, Jack, important is it going to be to the guys when I stand up there and say, I got these 1,000 people gave $1 million. I got these 1,000 gave $10 over the phone because we did stuff like went on the radio show and talked to people that care?
Hey, I'm sorry, Jack. It touches me so deeply because – and I'm sorry to interrupt you, truly. But what just happened in Afghanistan, if that doesn't touch – the listeners, I don't know what would, but Jack, I'm sorry.
No, it's. I don't want to talk about the administration, but you know, I hang to the right, so it's very honored to be here today. It's my honor to be here and to represent More Heroes on the Water Freedom Alliance. It's a sad time. The 2-1 was a unit that I was close to. I was at 1st Marine Division. As the SMDR, and those are, unfortunately, the sailors and the Marines that died.
The casualties.
Yeah. And then we have some more casualties that we don't know about yet.
Sure.
You know, another 15 Marines or sailors or Army personnel that were injured. So, you know, maybe someday they'll be with us.
Yeah.
Correct. But
so what boat are you fishing on? Let's talk a little bit about the fishing part of this whole War Heroes on Water.
So I fished on Incognito. I fished on Motivator.
Okay.
Both beautiful boats. These are custom sport fishing boats. These things are unbelievable. I mean, I have a 36 jersey. It's a dinghy to these guys. and you know, Motivator has a sandwich bar inside of it.
Nice.
Just like in a restaurant. You know, it's just laid out. It's nice and cold, and it's beautiful. I'm fishing with Jock and Charlie Albright this year.
Oh,
so it'll be an all-Navy team, a SEAL. I finally got a SEAL buddy of mine
on
come
which
along.
One?
Keokai.
Keokai. Oh, yeah, and Jock is such a great guy.
Yeah, he's Navy. He's former Navy.
I didn't know that.
Those are the kind of guys that step up and do this.
44 Pacifica, right?
44 Pacifica, yeah. That's, you know, iconic. And in fact, this year, to host 100 vets, we used to, like, limit it. You got to be able to carry 3 vets. So 44 Pacifica wasn't quite enough vote for this. But when we brought it down to 2...
So it's 2 vets per
two
boat?
2 or 3, depending
on the size of the boat.
We brought it down to, number one, just to open it up so I could get more yachts in. But to be honest with you, when I wanted to do this, Jock and the Keokai was like the target audience. Like, I need guys like that. You know who else is in this? Our friend Allie on the Surly Mermaid.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And she's going to be hosting 2 female vets.
Oh, nice.
On her boat.
Yeah.
So we'll have a couple female teams this year. But all of our friends, like all these right people, good fishermen, hearts in the right place.
Sure.
I can tell you that the yachts I recruited to join this year were all the ones that stepped up and donated big the first year just to be part of this thing when they weren't in, when we had 12 yachts and hosted, you know, 37 vets on the back of the Bad Company 144.
Wow.
But I went to my people that were donated that we knew and said, hey, we're opening it up so you guys can really be part of this.
That is so cool.
So the owners of these boats and the crews of these boats, we look at them as super patriots. They're giving their time. They're giving their money. They're giving their crew. They're giving us, you know, a trip the guys look for all year.
And an
all
experience.
Year.
I can't even imagine how excited these vets must be.
Oh, the guys get involved, and they want to. This is their highlight of the year.
Yeah.
It gets them out of the house. It gets them away.
Yeah.
You know, all the vets that are sitting in a room right now feeling sad about this whole thing.
Yeah.
They should feel sad. Most of us feel angry about it.
Yeah.
But you got to get out. You got to get out of your house. You got to go out and experience. Go fishing.
Yeah.
Go play frisbee golf. Go golf. Go do something. Get out of the house and go experience life.
Yeah.
And these people are coming from across the country, correct? I mean,
all over the states.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. North Carolina, you know, New York, Florida.
Yeah.
All the way across the country. And they all get flown in. They get treated well. We stay at a hotel the night before.
God, the camaraderie must be incredible, right?
Most of us are not very trusting of outsiders.
Yeah.
So when we get together, we all have a common bond.
Sure.
We've been shot at. We've been blown up. Something's happened.
Sure.
You've been to combat, and you have a different camaraderie. Same thing with sports fishermen. You know, they have the same kind of thing. They want to get out on the water. They want to get away. They want to get out of their brain because, you know, these super yacht owners, these guys run multi-million-dollar businesses.
Sure.
You know, and they go out to sea just to get the crap out of their head, right?
Right.
Same with us. That's what we want to do.
Yeah.
That's what vets need to do. They need to get out of their heads, and they need to go enjoy the water.
And a lot of these vets are missing limbs and legs and arms and things like that,
but
right?
You wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
You know.
The way they get around? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty unreal.
So Brian Meyer, who's, you know, we just showed the picture of, you know, he was a bomb tech. He lost his forearm. He lost a leg. He lost a part of his hand on the other hand.
Wow.
And he's catching 200-pound tuna.
Oh, that's so cool. That is, and what a thrill for these guys. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lineup for you today, and your participation in this today is very important, not only on the phones today, but also by texting 80100 and then put in the subject line or the text WHOW and donate $10.
Simple.
It's easy
as it gets.
Yeah. So we're asking for your phone calls today to talk about fishing and ask Rod and Jack about the experience. We're going to hear from some great people on the phone like Anthony and Steve and a lot more. So
I like it, Pete. And that number to call if you want to call in, there is an open line right now, 213-432-1090, as Pete mentioned. And there, you could also text the show. Maybe there's you don't want to wait on hold, and instantly we'll get the text. Just go on the app, and if you haven't done so yet, download the app. Super easy, super free. And there's a button there that says text the show. You can send us a text. Just make sure you include your name and where you're from.
Text doesn't cost you anything.
Nothing. No. not at all. And again, the number 213-432-1090. We're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Man, some incredible fish. conversation they've been having. People,
I want to go.
Gosh.
I want to go.
Yeah,
right?
You want to go on that?
Yeah. Exactly.
You,
I know.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be catching fish here real soon, Jack.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Definitely. Hey, nothing but good times here on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be right back. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the Easy Cape's finest.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino, Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, it's just one of those days that's very, very special, Pete. And if you want to give us a shout, 213-432-1090, and we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth.
Yeah, just for calling in and participating in the show today, talking fishing with and talking about War Heroes on Water. And here's a special guy on the line right now, Captain Steve Lazzi. Good morning, Steve.
Lazzi.
Morning, Pete. How are you?
Hey. Nice to hear from you, Steve. Now, you've been a big part of this War Heroes on Water for since the inception, right? And why don't you tell us about what this all means to you?
Well, you know, I've done a lot of different things in my life, and personally, I've never had anything that was quite so gratifying. And, you know, I mean, just everything about it. You hate to sound dramatic or anything, but just the time you get to spend with these true heroes and what they've been through and get to share some moments with them that brighten it up for them. You know, you'll never have anything more, like I said, more gratifying in your life. It's so emotional when you get in, you know, at the end of the trips, you're just completely 100% drained and watching these guys, the camaraderie that they have and the work ethic and their positive attitudes towards everything that's going on. And, you know, it's just, just words have never been formed that can really truly say what all the feelings that you're having and everything that goes through you on these short trips and these short times with these guys.
Wow, that's so cool. And so what boat are you running, Steve?
Well, naturally, it's going to be one of the Bad Company boats. And this year it's a 75.
Sweet.
And, you know, we don't know. It's a roll of the dice what guys we're going to get. But every year I think, man, I got the most special guys on the planet. And then, you know, the next year you get guys that are just equally special, a little bit different, you know. And, yeah, since the inception is for sure. Like the very first minute it was discussed, and you know, we shortly after that we had a group of guys come on board, and you know, then the real thing was spawned down in Costa Rica. But first we brought a group of guys down there to Cabo, and a lot of those guys are the kingpins now that are you know, our baseline guys for building this thing up.
Yeah, for Freedom Alliance. Involved in
Freedom
Alliance.
Yes, sir. Well, for the WOW group and Freedom Alliance both, yep.
Yeah. So, Steve, this is a fishing competition, and I know you're a very competitive guy. I've won many tournaments and many successes in your fishing career. I know it's, I mean, do you guys get pretty competitive, too, that you're taking out fishing?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. They're the most, they all want to win, you know, and so it's kind of a, you know, there's it's a little bit difficult with the guys that are driven like us and the guys that are as competitive as us, but we really do share information well. All the captains do. There's no little secret groups or anything that goes on. It's pretty much we lay all the information out because, you know, we number one, we want to just be bent all day long with every, you know, different species of possible. And I don't know how much you guys have discussed the format. But oh my goodness, what a great format, you know, Rod came up with you know, all the calico bass, yellowtail, white sea bass, you know, all the different point scales and levels, and you know, it's pretty awesome. I actually think he nailed it.
Yeah, so what are you gonna, what's Steve Lousy, Captain Steve Lousy going after on the 75 Bad Company?
Everything.
Well, you know, it depends on what's around, you know. And then you look at the points board and you go, oh, well, you know, the Dorados are worth 10 points each. So you want to get a bunch of Dorado, and each tuna is worth 10 points each. But wait a minute. You know, if I get a calico over 7 pounds, it's going to beat a 200-pound tuna. So I want to
I love it.
8-pound calico, you know. And so you really kind of got to, in October, that's probably my favorite month to fish. And so, you know, we're going to have everything from, you know, striped marlin, you know, potentially sea bass. Some guys caught halibut. I wanted to fish for halibut, and I didn't do it. And it's just, you know, it's, gosh darn it, it's, he really did nail it. For Southern California, you could not beat what Rod set up as far as you know, the weight scale and points system.
That's cool. So talk about that, Rod. Talk about the tournament itself and the points and the sure. qualifying species. Steve's got to hone his game right now.
Yeah. So we include everything. First of all, I want to say, like, 5 minutes into the first tournament or just coming out of Avalon, Steve's got his vets tripled up on 200-pound bluefin off of Alvin Bad Company.
Of course.
Sent one of them out in the skiff, you know, long range style. So that's how he kicked off the first tournament. And he won it, of course. But so we fish for all the offshore species, yellowfin tuna, bluefin tuna, marlin, swordfish, dorado, yellowtail, then the inshore stuff, rockfish, calico, halibut, and sea bass. And you get to get points for catching keepers up to 5. If you're fishing with Dave Hansen, I don't care if you catch 1,000 calico bass, we're going to score the first 5. Any way you're heaviest for each species, for each angler. And then for calico bass and bluefin, to Steve's point, we have a special table that, like, you get points per pound for your heaviest one, But a 10-pound calico bass, we all know how important that is. That's probably going to win the tournament unless someone gets a sea bass.
That's wow. Our first season fish. I love it.
So we have sliding scale for that. And the same for the tunas. Like, I don't need one guy getting a giant bluefin and killing everybody on stuff. So you get points, and then the heavier the fish is, the less points per pound you get. Like, we just did some
math. You're just making it fun. You've done a great job of making it fun.
Well, and these poor captains, like, okay, I need gear for calico bass. I need to fish rockfish, and I need stuff for swordfish and marlin. And we're going to and you look at the tackle that these guys have lined up on their boat, and guys like Steve that are trying to put strategy behind it. It's a chess game, and they're scratching their head and staying up late at night. Either love me or hate me, probably both. But it is. It lets the guys, and you can win this thing on the anchor. You know, you can win this thing fishing inshore. You can win this thing on a kelp paddy. You can win this thing on some cool bluefin. You can win this thing if you get into the marlin and catch a bunch of marlin. If you find a swordfish, a surface swordfish worth 1,000 points.
Wow.
So a deep drop one's worth 100. Like, they're still a nice fish. But we handicap the deep drop guys. I mean, limit how much time a guy can do that, but we want them to give them a shot at it if they want. So we're trying to think of everything that's happening locally. Gosh, if the albacore swim around, we'll find a way to add them. I thought about adding lobster this year because it's in lobster season.
Oh, during lobster
season. I figured they'd probably hang me from the outrigger.
I'd follow him into the bathroom at some point and put his head under for sure.
Yeah. But we do make it first of all, whatever's biting, it's gonna they can fish for something. If the weather's up, they can fish inside and still have some fun. The vets love fishing the calico we want to make sure that they're not trolling around for 2 days. The guys are going to handle some tackle. They're going to pin on a sardine. They're
how fun!
Do all that stuff. Fish for some cod.
Just get some action.
Yeah, right? Fish for cod. Get rattled. Yeah. Last year, the guys that won went out to Nick, and they clobbered the rockfish.
Wow!
And then they came in and they found a kelp that had dorados, and they caught a marlin on the way in, and they caught some yellowtail, and they caught some big calicos at Clemente.
What an assortment!
So think of hitting all those islands, all that different stuff in 2 days of fishing.
Yeah, and of course, October traditionally best month of the year weather-wise, so that should hopefully all work out that way. And yeah, knock on wood, and Steve, so are you going to kind of fish for it all? You were just talking about that. I know you're like white sea bass master. I know you've caught a lot of halibut. Calico bass? I've never heard Steve Lasley catching calico bass. What, really?
Well, we almost won it the second year with calicos, and we had a bunch of 6 and 7 pounders, and we had actually spent 2 or 3 days catching a bunch of secret bait that we're not going to talk about because we're probably going to do it again this year, and we had a tank full of those, and we were just clobbering the 5, 6, 7 pound calicos.
Oh man!
We're not going to say it was herring, which you are very difficult to find anymore, but we spent a few days tanking up with those, so we were throwing a lot of brown baits. And, we just had a great time, and then we had a couple of 200-pound tuna, but then Seth went out and caught one that was like 300 and just hurt everybody's feelings.
Yeah, I did.
Well, and I know it's a lot of your buddies are fishing with you on other boats, and you said you all communicate, huh? You all share your information.
Yeah, we try to pretty much. I mean, there's some pretty strong competitive stuff going on, but
sure.
Yeah, for the most part, I think if people are catching marlin, we're putting out where the marlin are, and if the tunas are biting, we put out where the tunas are biting, and there was a couple of guys, and, like I said, we're competitive. There was a little bit of yellowfin that a few of us didn't know about, and the guys ran down there and tried to catch them. Luckily, they didn't get any. That'll teach them, or very few. it's just, doggone, it's fun, and it's humbling, and, man, it's probably my favorite event ever.
Wow, and you've done them all, from Bisbee to everything else. I know you've done them all. So that's Captain Steve Lasley. I know the vets fishing with you are lucky guys because you're certainly one of the best there is, and we're honored to have you here on Let's Talk Hookup, and I'm sure the vets are going to have a great time fishing with you.
Yeah, man, I just got to give a shout-out to Rod and all the people, Anthony, for putting this thing on, for sure, Anthony, and all, he is, is tireless. We all know how driven that guy is, and he really has put a lot into this thing to make it all come together, and super grateful for him, but especially these young men that have given so much, our gratitude, we'll never be able to repay them for what they've done for us in our country.
No question about it. Well, Steve Leslie, thanks for the time, and good luck on the tournament. I can't wait to hear about your 10-pound calico.
I love it.
All right.
Corey's really excited about that.
Right? Yeah. I like the fact that 7-pound calico beat out a 200-pound bluefin. I'm all over it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The scale, it's really fun, man. I mean, there's so many levels. It's just a great time. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate that. All right. Let's find out what's biting down.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Capresti of the Royal Polaris and Scioga. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and Media Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one on Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Hi, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And here we are, and as we're going to go, we're going to go to the cast, man. Yeah, let's find out. It's sponsored by Anz and I's Handcrafting Knives in the USA for three decades. And they have, of course, the Fish Pro Series, the Bluefin and Yellowfin from Anz and I's, high carbon steel. They have a great edge. Anz and I's are the finest fillet knives ever produced. And if you want to go see Heidi and Don today at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show in Orange County in Costa Mesa, go check them out. They're going to be there. They have special deals for Let's Talk Hookup people. So go by Crossroads of the West Gun Show today and tomorrow. Go see Anz and Knives and Heidi and Don and get a special deal on an Anz and Knives there at in Costa Mesa. And good morning, Castman.
Hey, buenos dias, Pete and Corey. Hey, those Anz and Knives are great.
Yes.
If you remember, if you remember, I won one December a year ago, last December, and I'll tell you, that thing still got a nice fine to it, especially filleting those fish, and especially making some pokey with the for the bluefin tuna. But great knives, I highly recommend them.
Yes, nice. Indeed. All right. Well, what's going on in the Baja?
Well, you know, basically it's kind of the same, except you know, in Loretto, they had one heck of a Dorado week this past week. Some nice fish up to 30 pounds, and of course, talking to Danny Talamantes, our charter master down there, who we get all our boats from. said that it was really good Dorado fishing. Yellowtail just kind of disappeared this week. But as far as a good Dorado bite, limits for, you know, everybody going out for them. And so they're having a good time in Loretto. Moving down to La Paz there, more Dorado in La Paz, both out of the bay going to Espiritu Santo Island area or going south to Muertos Bay out to Saravo Island. Basically, it's Dorado, and then inshore, lots of roosters. I mean, those things are hanging around this year, and not a lot of real giants, but they're getting some nice, you know, 10 to 20, 25-pound roosters and occasional 30-pounder. But going good there. We move on down to San Jose del Cabo there and Cabo San Lucas. Of course, the main action is up inside the Sea of Cortez there. Quick run out of the marina there at San Jose del Cabo to the local spots there, the Iman, the San Luis, the Vino Rana area. They're still whipping on the tuna down there. Mostly 15 to 30 pound tuna, but every now and then a 70, 80, 90 pounder being caught. Here again, the best way to catch them is drifting those dead sardinas or the chunk squid. Also, plenty of marlin around. I guess there was a kind of a flurry of black marlin that came into the area, and I guess they've been banging a few of those. And, of course, right now it's mostly stripers, and the blues are slowly moving in also. But so some good fishing going on down in the San Jose del Cabo area. And looks like there's a few storms that are generating down south. Hopefully none of them make the tip of southern Baja or Baja itself. But looks like right now there's one that's generating off of Ixtapa Zihuatanejo area. And they're not sure which way that's going to track, whether it's going to go out, but they're thinking it may come inland and it may hit somewhere around Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan area if it does continue up. But right now it's a tropical storm, but water temperatures are up, and, you know, they fuel on that hot water, and they just generate into hurricane. So I'm sure everybody down south is keeping an eye on that one. But that's a report for this week, Pete. Anybody wants to book a trip into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, and all the other destinations we sell into Central America and South America, give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, or on the web at www.casttours.com. Talk to you boys next Saturday.
Thanks, Cast Man. Appreciate that very much. Talk to you next Saturday. And I had an interesting text. If you want to text the show again, all you need to do is just go to Let's Talk Hookup app and just hit text the show, and you can text us. We'll get a text. It's a one-way system. But he's got a good question here, and it's Doug from Yakima, Washington. And he says, are you guys a 501c3?
The Freedom Alliance is.
The Freedom Alliance. So when you make a donation, when you text 80100 and you make your $10 donation by putting in WHOW in the line in the text, when you make that $10 donation, it is a tax deductible donation.
I think so on the text. That might be a little bit weird thing on the $10 thing. But if you make a donation for sure on warheroesonwater.com and hit donate now, it for sure is.
For sure. So if you want to make a $1,000 donation, go to War Heroes on Water. You spell it all out?
Yep.
Okay, warheroesonwater.com.
And there's a donate now button.
Donate now.
You can go on there, see pictures of Jack and a bunch of the vets and the videos from all the tournaments we've done, learn about it. But there's a donate now button. Takes you right to the Freedom Alliance website. Special page for War Heroes on Water.
Okay.
And you can make your donation right there.
Okay.
Any dollar amount.
All right.
You can do 10, 15, 20 bucks there too. Well, on up to your heart's content or your credit card limit.
Yeah. And then if you want to just do the text thing, text 80100. And then when you text, you just text WHOW. And you can do that up to 10 times.
Correct.
It's for $100 donation.
Yeah.
And that's just tagged on to the phone bill. It's super easy.
Yeah, just add to your phone bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool.
I would do it on mine, but it's a company phone. And that'd make Anthony just give these guys another 10 bucks. And
that's okay.
Anthony's dug pretty deep.
Yeah, he has dug pretty deep. Yeah, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump to the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Sean. Sean Cohn from Lomita. Good morning. Welcome.
Hi, Sean.
I'd just like to say wow to you guys. That's just an awesome program you have going on there, taking War Heroes out on the water. Couldn't be better. I have just a little bit of a personal thing I'd like to attach. Well, first, I have a visual disability, and I'm a special ed teacher. And every year I'd go on an eight-day trip, and the anticipation I had the whole time waiting to go out on my eight-day trip just made the whole school year go past a lot quicker. It's nothing compared to you guys. I never served. I just want to say thank you to that. And I have also another story. Back when Yo's Tackle was open. I was in and out of there a lot, and there was always, you know, talking to people, and this veteran came in, and he had been serving in Afghanistan, and he went fishing out to Clemente and nailed a yellowtail and a halibut. And he just spoke about how important it was. He just, the whole time he was in Afghanistan, he was anticipating going fishing. And then he came back, he got the jackpot on the halibut, and just a great story on how fishing can enlighten someone's day, even when you're not on the water. I can't imagine what it is. Just thank you so much to all the war heroes out there. What a fantastic program you have going. And can you touch on any stories like that from one of our veterans that look forward to going fishing or an experience that they've had on the water and how it's just influenced their life?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for the story. I appreciate that. You know, we all love getting on the water. Some of these guys have never been on the water. We catch guys who caught fish 300 pounds, 200 pounds, 8-pound calicos. Everybody looks forward to this. It changes lives. It makes us better. It makes us feel better about ourselves. We have friends now that we never had before. And it's just, it's a real camaraderie between the vets and the sport fish owners and the guys that are the real patriots, like yourself. And anytime you can go get somebody, grab somebody that's sitting in their house not doing anything that's a vet, go grab them. Get them out. Get them off their ass.
Yeah.
Take them fishing.
So I've got a quick story, and it's this kid, Brian, that we talked about before. The first year of the tournament, he was fishing with Dave Hansen. They had a big 200.
Captain Dave Hansen?
Captain Dave
Hansen. Your saltwater guy.
That guy.
He was on Wild and Sack with those guys. He hooked a big bluefin. They fought it well into the dark. He was Facebook Living it. The fish, right at gaff, it pulled like part of the fish off. But it came in, they lost it. You know that feeling, like heartbroken.
Oh, yeah.
So they come in the next day. We were anchored up at Long Point. While they're waiting to get picked up to come to the party, Dave says, throw a mackerel out. He throws a mackerel out, catches a yellowtail. Throws another mackerel out, catches another yellowtail. Comes in, wins the yellowtail division. That's what this picture is.
Oh, wow. Man.
So afterwards, I came to the guy, and like you said, he's missing part of one hand, all of the other hand, one of his legs. And I say, hey, Brian, like, I know you guys got bad days. I hope it's a good one. He says, you see this smile? You couldn't take it off with surgery.
Oh, no.
Man.
How
like,
cool is that?
Like, that doesn't make you...
Yeah.
Like, I'll never forget that. That was my first really wow moment.
Yeah.
Like,
I have a very strong feeling, though, that, you know, between the Dave Hansons and yourself and Jack and Pete and myself, it's, like, competitive, right? You want to be competitive and take the two or three wounded warriors out, and we have a competitive edge. But I have a very strong feeling that... Between them, it's just being out. They don't care if they catch anything. I'm sure they do to some point, but it's just being on the water and, like you're saying, the camaraderie and getting them out and getting them away, getting their mind away from the disaster that could be offered on land.
Well,
you know?
The cool thing is that at the end of the tournament, we have a pretty good, really nice banquet.
Yeah.
You know, and there are division winners. And so it is kind of cool to get a trophy in this tournament.
Yeah,
really?
Right. Yeah, I'll bet it is. Right. But that's, I mean, for us, really.
That's,
you know,
kind of the bonus.
Yeah, right? But these guys are lobbying me right now. Like, guys that know me, they're pinging me on Facebook, Messenger, calling me, texting me, because we make friends. Hey, make sure I want a trophy this year. Get me on a boat that's going to, like, get me on one of, like, you know. I got guys hitting me up, because we kind of do a little draft, right, where we line up, okay, these vets are appropriate for this kind of yacht. Maybe if they've got, you know, a limb thing, I'll put them on a bigger boat.
Mm-hmm.
If they're more mobile, maybe one of the smaller ones. And, mm-hmm. and we try and, like, match some personalities,
sure,
and a few things like that. It's not just a random draw.
Right.
Now I got two-person squads. Freedom Alliance makes the squad groupings, and then I work with them to pair them up on the right yacht.
Okay.
You may or may not wind up on Keokuk, by the way.
Say
we
what?
Haven't done the draft. But I got my hand up.
So you got to try it. So what's the smallest boat in the tournament?
The smallest one right now is a 38 Ocean Dave Ogle, the sleeper, the guy that makes custom mattresses for all the
yachts.
Yeah, but he's got a tricked out, repowered, sea keeper, everything
boat.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
We got Ali on the Surly Mermaid. I got a couple 40 Cabos. Then we start getting into a 43 Cabo, some 44 Pacificas, and then on up to, I think, my biggest yacht this year, so far, is a 100-footer Chile, the Angelica out of Newport.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we still may wind up with a 130-footer that was our, the Silamari, that was our kind of host boat last year.
Yeah.
They're coming down from Alaska. They get here on time, they're in.
How cool is that? So what if somebody's listening to this and wants to participate, if not this year, and maybe next year?
Yeah, you know, I still got a couple spots. I got guys that I'm lining up right now, but if you've got a boat in that 40, 50, 60 class or whatever, big enough to host your crew, two or three vets, on the water. You pull off the dock on Saturday, you're not coming back in. You got to have fuel, you got to have bait, you got to have fishing capabilities, you got to have a wallet to support this thing. And if you want to do it, rod@warheroesonwater.com is my email. Go to the website, find me there, or just email me. Say, hey, raise your hand. Say, I want to be in this thing either this year or next year because I'm building
the
fleet.
Cool.
And honestly, I need a couple extras because we always have, oh, my boat broke down, or, you know, we're doing COVID protocols. A boat might get COVID out of this thing. Like, I want a couple extra boats. I'll spread the vets out. I'm not leaving any vets on the dock. I'm not leaving any yachts tied to the dock that volunteer for this thing.
So cool.
Meet my criteria. I get to give them a smell test.
Yeah.
You know, I've turned a lot of yachts away, either too small or really just, like, they're good at fishing in Cabo, and they don't know where to catch calico bass around here. Don't have the gear. I'm like,
sure.
Write a check.
So how do you find the vets?
Freedom Alliance finds the vets.
So Freedom Alliance.
Freedom Alliance.
And what is Freedom Alliance?
They, like I said, they are the nonprofit organization that is a vet benefit type, you know.
Yeah, it's, you know, the founder's Ollie North, you know.
Uh-huh.
A really good patriot.
Yeah.
You know, and they have all kinds of stuff that they do. They have the offshore experience down in Costa Rica. They buy homes for vets, disabled vets. They send Gold Star family kids to college.
Wow.
They do a lot.
And it's all about vets and wounded warriors.
Correct. Combat veterans.
Combat veterans.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to be wounded, or is it that part of it?
No, it's part of it. It's, you know, but there's all kinds of different wounds.
Oh, there's all kinds of different
wounds. So there's head wounds, you know, there's wounds you can't see.
Yeah, like you have a lot of wounds you can't see. Well, I mean, real wounds.
What does
from
that
the
mean,
war.
Pete?
No, that means, I mean, from the war. Yeah.
I think Pete's calling you out.
No, from the war.
Well, you know, I was in a long time, and I didn't do Afghanistan, but I started going to the Persian Gulf in 1987.
Yeah.
So, which was a while ago. You know, Iran, Iraq were fighting, and then went back again. You know, it's one of those things, you got there in 87. I said to myself, I hope you never had to come back here. Your son, your daughter never has to come back there.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? My son's back there right now.
Oh, boy.
So,
How many surgeries have you had from your war injuries?
Over a period of time, probably 10.
Wow.
But, you know, some of the new stuff was great. You know, I wish I had what's called laser ablation surgery on my back recently, basically to get rid of the pain.
Yeah.
From my lower legs, from my back injury. And, you know, I'm much better now, and I can fish better. You know, I was out on the Bad Company 75, what were we at, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah,
about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Pulled on some really nice tuna. Pretty happy about it. The back was pretty good. And, you know, 90-pounder that just didn't want to die. You know, and you've had those. You know, you get the 200-pounders that just will come to the boat, and then you get like a 90-pounder that it just like hurts you.
Teenager hurter.
Yeah. And it was on an old Peabod rod.
Wow.
With Metallica. Yeah, if you get one of those Peabod rods.
Well, hey, Wayne Cotto from CCA is on the line. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, guys. How you all doing?
Hey, doing great. So big benefit for CCA going on today, right?
Yeah, we're at 22nd Street Landing right now, and we're setting up, and we got Calabasas Catering already fired up the barbecue, and oh, my God, it smells so good.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're going to have our banquet out here at 22nd Street Landing. Starts at 11 o'clock till 3. Still tickets available. Man, we're looking forward to having a lot of fun out here with all of our guys.
So do you just show up at 22nd Street Landing and enter?
Yeah, you can. There's plenty of tickets available still, and you can pay at the door. $75 per person. We've got great raffle, live auction, everything going on today.
And all the money raised goes to benefiting all the great causes for CCA, right?
Yeah, we got a lot going on. As you know, Pete, we got 30 by 30 we're still trying to find. We got Wind Farm off the coast. We got the Chumash National Sanctuary that's back on play. So we got a lot of things that we're trying to get done right now. On top of our bill, H-817, which is the 12-month fishing license bill, it made it out of its committee and is going to go to the Senate floor, so we are so close to getting that one out finally after 9 previous tries.
Wow. That's fantastic, yep. Wayne. So the barbecue today is $75, and that includes all the extras. They have a great raffle. You get a CCA membership with that, right?
Correct. Get CCA membership, which we got to get more people to get involved with us because, man, we need help fighting as we expand and grow within California and try to maneuver this state at all levels of government.
Yeah, and if you're already a member of CCA, you get an additional extension onto your CCA membership for a year just by joining. So once again, 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro, and it starts at 11 o'clock. And what's on the menu?
The menu's going to be barbecue. It's going to be pork and beef and chicken.
Oh,
all
man.
Free.
All right.
It's going to be good.
Oh, sounds great. All right. Now, you also went out with our buddy Captain Benny Florentino this past Wednesday for the big Tommy P. You and Tommy P. for the big Tommy P. birthday celebration. How was that trip with Benny?
Oh, man. Tommy P.'s annual birthday trip with Benny Florentino on Coastal Charters, always a fun time. I mean, it's just a group of friends going out and having a good time. You know, Catalina and the fishing right now offshore is what it is. It happened to be one of the off days, but we still caught fish. We worked it hard all the way around Catalina, and, you know, it was just one of those days. But, you know, anytime you can get out with Benny Florentino on that Ranger 25 and go out with a Tommy P and his lunch, and it's just all good. It's all
good. Sounds like fun. And, by the way, happy birthday to Tommy P today.
Yeah, happy birthday, Tommy.
And also happy birthday to Rancho Leonero's Pamela Benson, too. So happy birthday to both of them today. But, hey, Wayne, CCA, big L.A. benefit today at 22nd Street Landing. Starts at 11 o'clock. Show up at the door, pay at the door, and go have some fun with the boys from CCA.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate that very much.
Sounds like a fun time. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up. More of this Wounded Warriors on the Water. Wounded Heroes on the Water.
War Heroes on the Water.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going to be right back. More with this when we turn on the Let's Talk Hook Up app in a mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll of vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the funnest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting Wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast. With casting gear on conventional tackle, Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body, a rigid, all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Angler's actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-Compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HD is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safari Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge is overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.